We really missed generics, and that hurt us. I think there's like 100+ of these strongly typed collection classes, string collection, button list, things like that, that are all over the framework. And we'd be, we're fixing that with adding generics to the platform, and that's going to be a real big big developer boom to the platform. I got in a similar boat, really painful cut from V1 was edit and continue. So you're in Visual Basic, or C++ actually supports it too, and you find you're debugging, you find the bug, I know exactly, I need to increment it right here, or I found my bug, and you actually have to stop all the execution before you can go fix it. So that was we had to cut that late in the cycle, and that was very painful.
But
so
it's going to be there.
But it'll be there in WIDB.
Excellent.
So that's good. If I think of stuff that's not going to be in WIDB, what are we missing? You know, one of the things I think is really cool about the CLR is this whole multi-language aspect to it.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, I am a huge fan of C# and Visual Basic, .NET, C++. I mean, I think these are great languages. But in the back of my mind, I gotta wonder, is there another language coming out, you know? Is Ruby or Perl or Python or some language that a guy's working in his garage right now on, is that gonna be the next big language? And so, I think the CLR is great because I don't know what that next big language is, but I know it'll work on the CLR. So when I think about what features we don't have in the CLR to support that, a lot of these newer languages have dynamic invocation in common. They do a lot of that, Ruby especially, and obviously Perl. So there's some things we can do to make that better in the CLR that we're kind of whiteboarding, brainstorming right now what we could do. So I think that's something we can look forward to in the future.
Right.